Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So last night, if you were at the Kane Brown concert at Fenway, apparently there was a bit of a fire that had to pause the show.
Wow.
So, or the other night, excuse me.
Saturday night.
It was in the, but I, this is the first time hearing of it. There was a small fire, like in the scaffolding above. And so they had to pause for about 10 minutes while crews put out the flames. And here's what the announcement sounded like.
Thank you for your patience. We will get the show restarted once that threat is gone.
We knew approximately how long we were going to have to wait. And then when Kane Brown came back out, he apologized.
It's my understanding that, at least I read this on the interwebs, that at one point while the 10 minutes was waiting, they played We Didn't Start the Fire over the over the PA.
Well played by whoever the DJ was.
Yeah.
So when you say the scaffolding overhead, you mean right over the stage?
Like,
is that kind of where the lighting is? Because
what I'm seeing pictures of is, I mean, you know, that there's gigantic, you know, metal scaffolding things that
right.
hold the lighting instruments.
Yeah.
All around the stage, right? So one of those had a small fire.
Right.
And they were able to put it out relatively quickly. It only paused for about 10 minutes, which there was, is nothing. So
there was a huge fire in Charlestown last night on a ship back right by our house. There must have been like 50 emergency vehicles. They had police up on the bridge, helicopters.
That's very weird.
Yeah, I think they put it out fairly quickly is what I read. But
good. Well, guys, Deadpool Wolverine coming out this week, and the publicity machine is in full effect. If you turn on the television, you won't be able to without seeing Ryan Reynolds' face somewhere to promote it.
It doesn't bother me at all.
So we have lots of things to discuss here. Who is Lady Deadpool? Is it Blake Lively? Is it Taylor Swift? I don't know. People think that it is Blake Lively. When asked about it, he said, "I can't afford her."
I wish. No, Taylor, you know, if I...
Sorry. He said he couldn't afford
Blake. You nodded at me, so I
apologize. My bad.
That's okay.
But Blake posted something on Instagram when he was on set, and she's like giving him a kiss, but she was holding a piece of red clothing. She was wearing a red tank top, and the comment was really lengthy and said, "It's hard not to encourage my ladies to spot all the ways we've influenced Deadpool movie, and I've never been more proud, and I've given birth 4 times. That's a hint.
I'm going to say...
I don't know what the hint is.
I think Taylor's definitely in there.
And then he was asked on The Tonight Show about Taylor Swift, like once and for all, is it her or not? And here's what he had to say.
You know, if I ever stop, she made good Deadpool. It's funny. Funny.
Are there cameos?
There are surprises. I would say that the folks that do show up in the movie that somehow, I have no idea how we've managed to keep it secret, given the internet and all this stuff, because it's somehow it hasn't come out. I would say that they're more surprises because they have beginnings, middles, and ends. They're not like, it's not just like a, hey, there's the person, and we move on. It's they're there for a reason.
And I know, Carson, you want to go see this.
Yes.
All right, so there was a screening last night in New York, and Blake and Ryan were both there. He did one thing. He announced the name of his fourth child, which we didn't know. He said, "I want to thank my kids, James and Esbetty and Olin, who are here.
Okay.
I hope that if I'm lucky, this moment will be the most traumatic thing that is the contents of this movie that happens in your wondrous life." But there was a screening last night, which means it's going to be in the ethos. So beware of the Twitter machine is all I'm trying to say.
Oh, I see.
So that things aren't spoiled for you.
Okay.
And there are rumors flying around that Lady Gaga might perform at the Paris Olympics. Previous rumors said closing ceremonies. However, looks like it might be opening. She followed Thomas Jolly, the artistic director, for the opening and closing ceremonies on Instagram. She happens to be in Paris right this very second. No confirmation given, but the Olympics set out a release saying, "While most of the entertainment acts remain under wraps, based on the hints so far, we can expect a show on a grand scale." So that happens Friday. It'll be 1:30 our time.
Have you seen they're doing this on the river?
Yeah.
They're doing it on boats on the river?
They did that in London, too, I think, along the Thames. They did some stuff.
I don't know. This is like a long... I think it sounded like, to me, all of it was happening on the water. Like the entire...
Oh, go
which
ahead.
I don't...
You do, you
maybe
guys.
I misunderstood. They also announced he's going to be carrying the American flag.
Who is that?
LeBron James.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. That's all I got.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.